Time now to preview the 8 races at Goulburn this afternoon. Good 4, Penetrometer 4.6 and the rail in the true. First up this morning, we're going to give you the markets for all of the 8 races with Andrew Giorgio. Fresh back from holidays at tab.com.au. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Benz. How are you?
Very well indeed. Let's jump into them, mate. The Goulburn markets, the first race here at 1.30 over the 1,200.
Here we have Elite Hong Kong at 5s. Clear Ripples, 4.60. Dishy Doug, 17s. Pronto Bella, 35. Rough Ride at 210. Azurite, 71. Nice One Sheila, 15. Palace Diva, $4.60. And Superb Gem, it's at $51. Punters all over Clear Ripples here in the first. We offered $6. It was backed into 5s, now into 4.60.
Okay, race number 2, a 3-year-old Country Plate, and the scratching is number 7.
Yeah, the top two here, Zaffod and Background Scalper, they're both at 35s. Durham Park, $6. Impressive One at 5s. Rinviata, $3.80. Sworn In at 11. Helm is also an $11 chance. Hellhole at 2.30. And the one right down the bottom there, Sunbite, it is at 100-1. Best back runner here is Durham Park, currently at 6s, ahead of the favourite, Hellhole.
Okay, race 3, a benchmark 55 over the 1,200. There's no scratchings.
Yeah, quietest betting race here at Goulburn so far, Benz, where Serona Downs is at 15s. Hair of the Dog is also $15. Fuel at $2.30. Run Louis Run at 2.80. Kiss in the Dark, 21s. Sticky Danish, 15s. Zarez at 5s. And Messiah's Jewel is at $15. Very little activity to speak of here, Ben, so I think it's probably best we just go on to the next race.
Righto, quiet so far. Race 4, a Class 1 over the 1,000. Again, no scratchings.
Can Be Bossy, $2.50. Gift of Choice, $2.80. New Endeavour, $6. Yama Magic, 15s. Honey Knuckle Rose at $9.50. Lochte at 11. Dan's at Tiffany's, 35. Wooby, 51s. And the one right down the bottom there, Imperial Bell, is a $17 chance. Very good support here for Can Be Bossy, 260 into 250, and is responsible for about 70% of the early investment.
Righto for Danny Williams, number one there. Race 5, the scratching here is number 3, Bright Future.
Cries of Joy is at $3.50. Tiger by the Tail at $2.80. I Am Royal, 35. Louis Choice, $8. Eureka Maid at 11. Lens, 21. Layla's World, 50s. Mercury at 3.20. And Goodbye Girl is a $51 chance. Well, the punters are going for a bit of value in this one here. Lens, 26s into 21s. While I Am Royal has also had some support at that $35 quote.
Couple of longer odds there. Race 6, the Heat of the Rising Star today. Take out 3 and 5.
A Good Heart at 15s. Our Sarastro, 21s. Captain Fastbuck, 35s. Cherokee Warrior at 11. Little Chief, 9.50. Path of Justice, $2.50. Rush to Judgment, 9.50. Centre of Attention, 5s. Wild Ginger, 17. Exhilarated, and have $5 about the bottom one. Very good backing here for Centre of Attention, Benz. It was 8s into 6.50 early on, now into 5s.
Okay, so number 10, the good mover there early. Race 7, benchmark 55, take out number 10.
Yeah, wide open affair here where Malaysia is at $13. Green Adventurine, 8s. Ichizar is $4.60. Max Cutie, 15s. Zaritzi, $9.50. New Vogue, 15s. Saturday Saga, $8. We Are Young, 17. Bondo, $9.50. Bon Costabile, $15. Fluctuations at 11. Valtone and Bellagio Prince, they're both at 17s. And the bottom two, She Azali and We're Scotty, they're at $26. Well, the toppy here has had some very good support, 15s into 13s. And is the best back runner in terms of money taken.
All right, the toppy there. And the last, a maiden over the 1,400, take out 1, 4, and the bottom two, 17 and 18.
Yeah, the toppy here, Royal Valorum is 100-1. Spilsbury, $5. Alfton and 50 Flags, they're both at 11s. Fly Forward, $2.30. Gambled, $6. Media Vita and Most Sport, $51 each. Speed Hero, $8. Caribbean Concert, $15. Appeasan, $100. Hot Devils, $71. Essence Prevail, $21. And Marlowe Miss, the one right down the bottom there, you can have 100-1 about it. Well, Speed Hero is the best back running here. Was $15 into 13s just before I came on air, Ben, but it's now $8. So a very good push for Speed Hero at a bit of a price in the last.
All right, there, the carrot markets you can get for tab.com.au at Goulburn today. We'll hear you later in the morning. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
No worries, Ben.
Andrew Giorgio there from Tab. Let's get to our form analyst now, Paul Joyce, on this Wednesday. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Looking forward to this one at Goulburn. Obviously a bit unusual to be there on a Wednesday, but I really like the meeting. There's a couple of promising horses. We've got the country championships coming up, so there'll be horses already setting their plans in motion to get there. So I think it'll be a really good punting day.
Yeah, let's hope so. And John Scorse has done all the form as well. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning, Paul. Yeah, look, a bit of an overcast day down this way this morning, boys. But, yeah, look, Goulburn on a Wednesday should be a bit more of it. It's a fabulous track. And, look, good to see all the top jocks and the leading stables down here, as usually the case. And, mate, I think there's a couple of winners there for us as well.
All right, well, let's launch into it. We've had the markets, Paul. So how do you see the pace in this maiden over the 1,200?
Yeah, look, I think a few will press forward. Elite Hong Kong likes to go forward. Rough Ride off its trial showed good pace, and I think Chris Ripples could use that good draw and kick up. Dishy Doug, the query, blinkers on first time, Scorsi.
Yeah, look, I thought the first start would be the go here. Peter Roble and Blake Shin, not a bad combination. 5-1-2-8 for me. I'll go with it, but the last two trials have been solid enough. And Blake will put this in the right spot, so we'll go with it. The money's there to say it can race well. Elite Hong Kong, he was pretty good down at Nowra. I think these are probably a little bit better, but ready to take off. Just got it down there. I don't think he'll have any trouble with the 1,200 metres today. Well, Clear Ripples, it was good in both his runs last time at the provincials at Kembla and then Newcastle. He got back and found a bit of trouble, and he's trialled all right. Gate two for him puts him in the nice spot, and I thought Palace Diva. Some of its runs last preparation were okay, and it was scratched from Wagga yesterday. So 5-1-2-8 for me, the first.
Yeah, I'll go 2-5-3-1 in the first. I like the trial of Clear Ripples at Randwick leading into this. He ran third behind Top Score and Way Too Good. They're both very promising horses, and obviously last preparation he just missed on debut at Kembla. So I think she can knock over her maiden here, and she can probably beat the even money favourite, number 5, Rough Ride. She's trialled well, no knock on her. I just think she's a bit short at the $2.10 being her first start. You never quite know when they get to the races at their first try, but she has looked good at the trials. Number 3, Dishy Doug, blinkers on first time. He could be the knockout here at $17. Kurt Goulburn trains, blinkers on first time, no trial. And number 1, Elite Hong Kong, as Scorsi said, he's got good consistent form, but there might just be a bit more depth in this race today. 2-5-3-1 for me in the opener.
Luke Marlowe calling at Goulburn today. He likes 5 on top to beat 1, 2 and 8. 5, 1, 2 and 8. Race 2, Paul, again over the 1,200.
Yeah, we've got a few here that roll forward. The main leader was scratched, however, so there mightn't be as much praise now. Zapod, Hellhole, Sunbite, the 3 I've got going forward, Scorsi. Impressive 1, probably settles midfield or slightly worse.
Yeah, look, I thought this looks a nice race for Hellhole. It's had a couple of chances, but it was okay at Gosford. It was probably a little bit unlucky there. And I thought, I like it from the inside gate. And the Frenchman, he's about to go on holiday, so be keen to get one over the line here. I'll go with it on top. I thought Durham Park had a chance here. Some of its runs were a little bit better than they read. It's in good hands there with Davey Haywood, and he scrapped. This got a run yesterday as an emergency at Dawaga on its home track. He's elected to bring it up here, so it's a pretty good lead for mine. Cath O'Hara and the saddle, it looks like the main danger for me. I thought Rinviata was okay in a pretty fair maiden there last time at Chasedome, Sinistar. Man of Peace won yesterday, so gate 2, it's an improver, and I thought 4 probably best of the rest. It was a bit unlucky, impressive one up at Newcastle last time on that Beaumont track. So 9, 3, 5 and 4 for me.
Yeah, I've gone 4, 9, 5 and 6. Not too dissimilar here, Scorsi. Number 4, impressive one for me on top, though. Yeah, I thought he was very unlucky at the Beaumont Newcastle track first up. He missed a kick, he got back on the fence, and everywhere went for a run in the straight. Nothing opened up. Eventually, he got to the outside, but the race was all over, and he was finished ninth. So on the form guide, we're thinking it wasn't much of a run, but I can tell you it was a much better run than that, and I think $5 in a three-year-old plate here this afternoon, I think we can see the best of impressive one, and I've made him the best of the day. Now, number 9, Hellhole, she's knocking on the door. She's close to a win. Barrier 1, gets her chance today. The 5, Rinviada, interested to hear that Man of Peace has won against Scorsese, because that Frank that Aubrey form, as you just mentioned. So he's obviously riding this Matty Dale's horse. And I'll just put number 6, Sworn In, the first starter for David Pfeiffer. He's shown a little bit at the trials. Blake Shin takes the ride. He's obviously a query runner. 4, 9, 5, and 6 for me in the second.
Similar numbers for Luke Marlow. He likes the 9, Hellhole, to beat 5, 4, and 6. So the boys locking around those numbers. For Luke, 9, 5, 4, and 6. Race 3, smallish field here over the 1,200. A benchmark 55, Paul.
Yeah, Hair of the Dog will lead. That's his usual racing pattern. I think Sticky Danish will go forward, but it's only a small field, so there shouldn't be too much pressure. The horse, like Fuel, probably enjoys a handy run with a decent trail, Scorsese.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the look of him. And I spoke to Danny Williams after he won for Sky at Canberra. He got a pretty good opinion of his horse. He gave him a nice, steady trial. And he did get Huey Bowman to ride him that day. He beat a pretty fair field that day. Bit of face. He come out and won a couple after that. And then she ran a slashing race in town. And, of course, Cressiro won a maiden as well. So I think he's a horse with a bit of promise, this fellow. And he might be able to go back to back here. I'll go with him on top. Run Louis Run has been pelted since his last preparation. Roble and Shin again here. And the inside gate's probably going to get a fair few favours. I threw Zerez in. She's a little bit in and out here and there. And she'll need a bit of speed on. She likes to get back. But she's won here and raced all right here in the past. She likes the big track. And the top weight, Serona Downs, with a claim, will put itself right in the race from the word go. I made it 3, 4, 7, and 1.
Yeah, very similar for me, Scorsese. 3, 4, 7, and 5. I think Fuel can beat Run Louis Run. It was interesting. The market seems to have flipped around, and now Fuel is the favourite. But early days, I'm sure Run Louis Run was posted the favourite. So the money's obviously coming for Fuel. Scorsese's covered him perfectly, really. I love the fact that all that form out of that Canberra win, Scorsese's been frank with obviously a bit of faith and Cressiro winning races since. So I'm happy to go with Fuel to beat Run Louis Run. Obviously been gelded, was a very strong winner before he went out for a spell. Trialled behind Flippant and Wolf Cry, so it was a strong trial, but to me, it wasn't a super impressive trial. So, I'm happy to go with Fuel to beat Run Louis Run. For third, I've got Zerez, same reasoning as you. She's a bit in and out, but she's got the ability on her day. And the only difference for me, I'll put number 5, Kiss in the Dark, in for 4th. First up for Barbara and Paul, Barbara Joseph, Paul Jones. A bit of depth to her form last prep. 3, 4, 7, and 5 in the third.
Yeah, Luke likes it as well. Fuel, number 3, to beat 1, 7, and 2. 3, 1, 7, and 2. Race 4, this is a class 1 over the 1,000 metres.
Yeah, they'll go quickly over the 1,000 here, you'd expect. Lofty probably leads. We've got Candy Bossy, Gift of Choice, Wooby. Dan's at Tiffany's has got the blinkers first time as well. So there's at least 5 of them, Scorsese, that I think will be right on the pace.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Canby Bossy here. I like this horse. Mark McDonald used to have this horse. He's unfortunately suffering a bit of ill health. He's had to transfer his horses away. And this one, a very strong race down at Maria right at the end of the season. Lord Boulevard was in it. The Circle Game came out of it and won. And it sat off the track. Probably the best ground was wide that day. But I think he's a nice horse, and he's in good hands now with Danny Williams. They trialled him. He trialled behind Have a Nip and Cool Cat Dancer. He's raced well, Cool Cat Dancer. He wasn't asked to do much at the trials. I think this is a nice race for him. I'm going to make him the best bet of the day, Canby Bossy. I thought 5 would have a good chance here as his main danger, Honey Knuckle Rush. He's first up off a long break and no trial. But keep in mind, they have those jump outs on the Acton every Wednesday. She'd have had a few of these. A lightly raced mare by Harada Sun. She might probably need the run, but she might run on strongly at the end with all the speed on in this short race. 2, Gift of Choice. He's been solid. He was good when he won. He was okay last time in a pretty fair race behind Flaming Aces. And I thought probably 4, Yama Magic, off a maiden win. They rode it back the other day. It'll probably finish off okay again today. But I like him today, Canby Bossy. 1, 5, 2, 4.
I'm with you with the top pick here, Scorsese. Number 1, I've gone 1, 3, 2, and 4. I love the form of Canby Bossy last prep. Obviously, it's gone from Mark McDonald to Danny Williams, but we won't lose anything there. And what I really liked the fact was that they had enough of opinion of this horse to put him in the Rosebud at only his 3rd career start. Obviously, he wasn't up to the class, but we're talking the likes of Sebring Sun, of Walier, and Let's Make It Rain ran the trifecta there. So that sort of form, the fact that they had the opinion of him to put him in against that company, he should just be much too good for these today. And he's got barrier 2, so there was not even any drama with him getting posted wide with speed drawn inside him. So I think Canby Bossy's a good thing as well, Scorsese. I like the trial of number 3, New Endeavour, now with Jason Coyle. He's been gelded during his spell. His last trial at Rose Hill was behind Carter, who we saw yesterday at Randwick. And I think he could be the value play for the Quinella. Number two, Gift of Choice for third, and four, Yama Magic for fourth. 1, 3, 2, and 4.
One as well for Luke Marlowe, Can Be Bossy. It was 260 into 250, as Andrew told us. So one on top to be 2, 5, and 3 for Luke Marlowe. They're the first four. We'll do the legs of the quaddie after this break.
The stars will be out this Saturday night in Harness and Greyhound Racing, and Sky Sports Radio will have it all covered. At Melton, it's the Victoria Cup, while at Menangle, it's the Paleface Adios.
Hector JJ went to the lead, but have a look at our Sky Major. It's coming right up on the inside. It has momentum. It has all the brakes, and it's going to go home and beat them.
Wentworth Park will have the finals of the National Derby and Futurity. We'll have racing experts Mark Duclos and Gareth Hall at the tracks and all the tab markets covered Saturday night on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Well, mate, after so many wins this week, you must have felt good before the race.
Yeah, I was happy heading into the last leg of my multi. That's why I let it ride. Still, knowing I had the option to walk away a winner was a real comfort.
TAB gives you the power to cash out on selected fixed odds racing bets across thoroughbreds, harness or greys. You can cash out eligible bets for an early result or let them ride to the very end. The power to choose with TAB, that's something you can bet on.
Find out more about cash out at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Gonna burn your
name right across the sky. Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
We're previewing Goulburn with Paul Joyce and John Scorse. This is race 5, first leg of the main Goulburn quadrilla. It's a class 1, Paul, over the 1300.
Yeah, look, Eureka May looks the obvious leader here, and I think it'll set an even tempo in front. Makuro, Goodbye Girl trailing, and Lens won't be far away. Cries of Joy, Scorse, interested in your thoughts there, because he tends to get back, but I don't think he necessarily has to today.
No, I think he was a bit unsuited. I scrubbed the Canterbury run when I assessed him. I actually had a couple of bob on him that day, and he was out of play very, very early when they steadied. Look, I think this is the right race for Tiger by the Tail. He's been backed and beaten a few times. 2195 I went here. Tiger by the Tail, Blake on him, and Blake rode him two starts back at Rose Hill. He was pretty good there behind La Bella Rouge, Knights of Fire, Angus Rock. I think that's pretty solid enough form. Gate 3, he might get a couple of favours in this race, and look, not a big field might suit him as well. So I'm going to go with Tiger by the Tail. He wouldn't want to be too short, but it does look a nice race for him. Cries of Joy, as I just mentioned, he was good last preparation, this horse. Look, only the one win, but he's been all around the mark in all his other runs. And just forget the Canterbury run. He couldn't have possibly won it from where he was the way it was run. Look, I put the 9 into the tips here. Makuru, obviously be a chance, putting itself up on the speed. Its last run at Narrow was pretty solid when it come back from the mile there. So kept nice and fresh again. I think this is about the right trip for it. And 5 best of the rest, Louis' choice. I made it 2, 1, 9, 5, Paul.
We've made it easy for the quaddy players here, Scorsese, because I've gone 1, 2, 9, and 5. So we've got the same 4 numbers. Look, I think Cries of Joy can probably beat Tiger by the Tail. I love the fact that he was so consistent last prep. And he's run before he went out for a spell at Warwick Farm, when third behind Shadow Lord and Red Dynamite was an enormous effort that day. Obviously, we've got to put the pen through that first up run, but I think he can bounce back. So I've gone 1 on top to beat 2, Tiger by the Tail, 9, Makuru, and 5, Louis' Choice. 1, 2, 9, and 5.
Luke Marlowe likes the 2, Tiger by the Tail, to beat 1, 9, and 6. 2, 1, 9, and 6 for Luke in race 5. We've got a batch of similar numbers here, guys. You blokes better be on the ball today.
I'm pretty confident, actually, Andrew. Dorsey's giving me extra confidence because he knows all those little form lines that I'm not as up to date on, and obviously so far they're all holding true.
Well, let's hope it's the case as we move to race 6. This is a benchmark 60. It's over the mile. Paul, how's this race set up?
Genuine pace pressure. I think it'll be a truly run mile. Our Sarastro, the likely leader. We've got Cherokee Warrior, Little Chief, Path of Justice. We've also got Exhilarated in there as well. So there should be a genuine pace here. Scorsese.
Yeah, the heat of the rising stars. Look, I went 10, 9, 8 and 1 here. I like centre of attention. Only got a fair record this mare, but it's been freshened up. It's got one owner on it, so we've probably got one of the better apprentices on me top pick here. So I'm going to go with centre of attention. A couple of the runs have been okay. Greg Hickman, I'll go its way. I thought Rush to Judgment had a couple of excuses. It wasn't disgraced at Nara, but they went pretty slow there. Heavenly Mum just dictated the race and sprinted home. So it struggled there a little bit to make up any ground. It had 61 on its back as well. So it does like the mile. Gate 3, Kayla's in great form. I thought it'd be a little bit of value. Obviously, Path to Justice, it seems to have come back really well this preparation. Last one was very good. Two runs back have both been very, very good. So Travis Wolfgram picking up a nice ride there at the expense of Nick Haywood. And a good heart was really good first up from a spell to be suited getting to the mile second up with Carly afraid of taking a claim. I made it 10-9-8-1 here, Paul.
Yeah, look, I've gone a bit different here. 12, 10, 8 and 11. I'm with the 12 Exhilarated. I think she's a great each way bet at double figure odd. She won first up over the mile here at Canberra, over the mile, but she came from an impossible position that day to win, and she had a half a length on her sleeve at the line. It was a big effort. We haven't seen her since, 45 days between runs, so that's a bit of an issue. But at the double figure odds, I've just got to go off what I saw, and that was a very impressive maiden win. So number 12 Exhilarated for me. To beat the 10, Centre of Attention, Scorsi covered her. Number 8, Path of Justice for third, Scorsi also covered her. But number 11, Wild Ginger's my fourth pick. Coming off a 34-day break, she's a consistent sort of mare. I think she can run a race here with a very light weight, and she has performed well at the track previously. 12 on top, good each-way value to beat 10, 8 and 11.
8's the fancy for Luke Marlowe. Path of Justice to beat 9, 10 and 6. 8, 9, 10 and 6 in race 6. We move to race 7. Largest field here, Paul.
Yeah, we've got a big field, so we should get a genuine pressure, genuine tempo at least. Max Cutie, Itchy's R-Is, Saturday Saga, they'll all go forward. I think She's Ali and Fluctuations will also kick up from better draws. So should be good pace, good pressure. Most of them get their chance here.
Yeah, so I read it that way myself. And I've got a bit of value here. 5, 3, 1, and 9. I think this might be run to suit Zaritzi. He's raced well on this track. I don't mind him coming back to 1,400 metres. And with the big field, I think the speed will be on. He likes a bit of room in his races as well. So at the value, I'll go with Zaritzi. Obviously, Itchy Zariz. Got the Zariz horse as well represented here. Itchy Zariz has been good in both his runs this preparation. And I thought he looked well suited. I like the fact that Abdullah's on him. He rode him first up, so he'd be wiser for the sit on him. Malizia, I don't think it's had much go its way in either of its runs this time. And it got back in the ruck there in the race won by Hermosa Beach. Just wasn't run to suit. At a trial since, I thought it might fire up a bit today with Collard on it. And I thought 9 was probably best of the rest here. Bondo might be a bit of value, but a very open race. 5, 3, 1, 9 this one, Paul.
Well, we better get our money on early scores here because I'm on the 5 as well. 5, 9, 3, and 2. So we've found some value with Zaritzi. Look, all the points you made, exactly what I like this horse. There's good speed on. He does like a bit of room. He races well here at Goulburn. And I thought his last start third behind Mr. Fox and Itchy Zariz was the run of the race, considering you had to be near the fence that day or on speed. And Zaritzi obviously came from back and came wide. So I think this track will race fairly today. That'll suit Zaritzi. I think he's good value each way. Number 9, Bondo for second, consistent, doesn't win too often, but never too far away and races well here on the track. Itchy Zariz for third, comes through that same form line, the Mr. Fox form line at Canberra. And I thought number 2, Green Aventurine, could be the roughie here, second up off a spell. Thought his first up effort was very good when making ground at Kembla. 5, 9, 3, and 2, an open race, but we've both come up with number 5.
Well, it's 9.50 at this stage, so certainly something each way. Race 7, number 5. Luke Marlowe likes 3 to beat 5, 9, and 2. He's gone 3, 5, 9, and 2 in race 7. And the last here, it's a maiden over the 1,400. Speed Heroes, one that's been back this morning, Paul. Now $8 at tab.
Well, it'll probably be suited by what looks a fast tempo, Andrew, because Speed Hero generally gets back, and from that draw, I expect him to settle last. Good speed in the last, by the way. We've got Spilsbury going forward, Blackjack paperback, Media Vita, all work across. So a big field, good pressure, great way to finish the day, Scorsi.
Yeah, Paul, I like this race. I think it's a pretty strong maiden, and we often see that here at Goulburn with the big straight stretches. Look, I had to go with Fly Forward here, 7, 3, 8, and 1. I thought he was terrific in both runs, but his last run at Canterbury, he got back in a ruck, he suffered a bit of interference, and he made a long, long run. So the Water Diviner form, that's not bad. He looks beautifully placed up to the 1,400 metres. Gate 1, hopefully he gets a few favours in the run. Abdullah in the saddle, happy enough to go with him. 3, Spilsbury. Well, he missed the start at the trials. He missed the start at the Beaumont track, and he was pretty good up there behind Montpierre. He was out on his feet the last little bit, but I think he'll definitely improve with the run. It was due to go round over the mile at Canberra last Friday when they washed out half the meeting. So this looks a nice race for him. Obviously, 8, we have to put this into the tips as well. Gamble was pretty good in that maiden behind Tilly's Waltz last time. Media Vita got back. got off the bit, and it never stopped finding the line. So wouldn't want to be any shorter than 1,400 for mine for it, but it will definitely improve. And it's got Blake on it and Speed Hero. Well, they put the blinkers on it at Narrow. Gee, it hit the line very, very hard. So, look, I'd give a chance to all of those four there. Pretty good race, 7-3, 8-11 for me, Paul.
Yeah, we've got the same trifecta. I've gone 8-3, 7-6. I've actually put Speed Hero in for fifth, if that helps anyone out with the last leg of the quaddie. But I've gone 8-3, 7-6, and I think Gamble can win this. It was a good thing beaten in my eye last start at Canberra. He got badly held up on the turn, judging his junior aboard. Blake Shin on today. He wouldn't even be eligible for this race if he'd won that race at Canberra. So I think he's a good gamble. Number 8, Gamble. Number 3, Spilsbury. Solid debut at the Beaumont track. He'll definitely improve off that. He just didn't know what to do when he got to the front. The other horse went past him and he fought back. So he'll improve plenty off that. The 7, Fly Forward, a worthy favourite from their good draw. And I thought number 6, 50 Flags, was the knockout horse at big odds. I remember his debut at Canterbury, this horse behind Sue Boog at the Ploy. He would have almost won the race, but he got into all sorts of trouble in the straight. So he could be the knockout chance. 8-3, 7-6 in the last.
Okay, and in the last for Luke, it's 8 also gambled to beat 7-3-12. 8-7-3-12. Luke's best is race 3, number 3, Fuel, and maybe one of yours, Paul?
One of mine for sure. I like a few of them today. My actual best is probably the better value of all of them. Was race 2, number 4, impressive one for Jason Coyle. I thought it was very unlucky last start, so I'll be having a good bet on it. So I'll make it the good thing, Andrew. Race 2, number 4, but as I said at the start of the program, I'm confident with this meeting. I'd like to think, you know, you've got 3 or 4 winners on top there today.
Righto. So race 2, number 4, impressive on, is the one there for Paul. Thanks for your time, mate.
No, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
And what about you, Scorsi? What's your best?
Look, I'm with Paul. I like Goulburn. It's always been a happy hunting ground to me, and there's some strong form on races. Danny Williams, generally the man to follow here. I thought his best two chances were the third and the fourth, but I'm going to plump with Canby Bossy. I think he's a nice horse on the way up, so we'll make it race 4, number 1, Canby Bossy, as my good thing, Andrew. And look, just before I go, I thought it was worth a mention. After the last, there'll be a very interesting barrier trial with Bell Swoop from the Matty Dale Yard. Of course, he's won 8 out of his 10 starts, and I think he's on on trial to either go around and put maybe the Galaxy this preparation,
yeah.
But he'll be trialling after the last, Andrew, so that'll be one to keep your eyes on.
Yeah, Galaxy is second up. It's a question of where the first up's, whether it's Melbourne or Sydney, but we'll get a report on that tomorrow on our show, but and we'll certainly get vision for our listeners through Sky Thoroughbred Central. Good on you, John. We'll hear you right through the afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thanks,
that's
mate.
The preview for Goulburn, the first at 1:30 today, our feature New South Wales program. And between 10:30 and 11 this morning, you'll hear the likes of Blake Spriggs, Matt Dale, Jason Collett, Kurt Goldman and Jeff Penza, all previewing today's racing at Goulburn. That's Spriggsy, Daly, Collett, Goldman and Penza, all chatting about their race rides and horses running today.